This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Money Matters is brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. Farmers are tracking pollination and disease pressure in mid-July. We'll have more right after this.
At Farm Credit Services of America, agriculture isn't just a business. It's our mission. And so we work to be more convenient, accessible, and innovative. To support each customer's business, help them manage risk, and grow their success. More than just another lender in agriculture, we work to be its most valued. Discover the difference. Nobody works for agriculture like Farm Credit Services of America. Agriculture works here.
At this time of year, our crops are pollinating, and we need the weather to cooperate in order to make sure our yields can be as high as possible. Nate Meyer, Southwest Iowa BEX agronomist, said there were some concerns with the high temperatures we saw over the weekend, but the forecast looks mostly good from here on out.
Well, one thing we want to have is we don't want it to be too hot and too dry. If we have both of those at the same time, we can greatly reduce the pollination on our corn there. So right now, moisture levels are looking very good. I am a little bit nervous coming into this week and early next week where we're going to have some highs close to 100. At that point, we do have some issues with pollination there, but we have the moisture, which is good. So if we were hot and dry both, like we have been in the past couple years, I'd be more worried. But I think we get through that first stretch there, and the 10 to 14 day outlook looks very good for pollination. I would expect to have pretty good pollination this year across the board.
On top of pollination, disease pressure is a concern at this time of year. While tar spot is always an issue, Meyer said that he hasn't seen a lot of disease pressure when scouting in his area.
I haven't seen any case in a field of corn right now or soybeans where I'm going in there at directed fungicide at a certain crop disease. But we're looking now if we want to keep this crop healthy, increase our plant health and everything. So we're looking at that R1 or stage in corn to go out there and spray a fungicide. And for soybeans, we're looking for that R3 phase. So that'd be kind of your first pod on one of the top four nodes there. You know, that time is right now. I walk a lot of fields here this week that were getting very close to that R1, and a lot of soybeans were that R3 phase.
For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.